Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN, Community Radio, and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in, relating to the subject and to the persons being interviewed. Today's show is entitled Interventions That Are Inclusive and Non-Dogmatic, and I'm pleased to have two people in studio that I view as inclusive and non-dogmatic to help us in this musical exploration. Their names are Marilyn Troggett and Reverend Lynn Fritz, and Reverend Lynn is also a marriage and family therapist. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Craig. Yes, wonderful, Craig, to be here.
Okay. Marilyn, why don't you go first and share what it is you folks are up to?
Okay, well, we have a coalition of sorts. I'm representing Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, otherwise known by the acronym SCAR, and Lynn is representing Shasta Interfaith, which she is you're the chair of?
Yes, I'm a chair, and it's an organization, a group of individuals. We would call it an association, actually. It's not a nonprofit organization. 23 different faith communities that are very diverse, including Buddhism, Baha'i, Sikh, Islam, Christian, and Native American. It's very, very diverse, and its whole mission is working with organizations like Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, because we promote and advocate for diversity. That's our main mission.
Yeah, and I know that the Jewish faith is represented there too.
That's actually right, yes. Yeah. I didn't cover them all, so thank you, Craig, for mentioning that, because it's a major faith tradition.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it, yeah. Okay, now, Marilyn, you have something you want to share with us before we get going here.
Well, we are going. We're not going to get going. We are going.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to talk about a song, and I've been on two different radio stations already this week and have read the lyrics to this song elsewhere, but I want to read it here, too, and it's from the musical South Pacific, which was written in the 50s. And for those of you who may recall or may not know, it was a story of an American soldier who was stationed on an island in the Pacific and falls in love with a local Pacific Island woman. And that relationship was so taboo that there was pressure to actually ban or censor the musical production. And Rodgers and Hammerstein, they didn't write this song, but they were the producers, refused to let it go. So the song is called You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. And I can't sing the melody, but I want to read the lyrics. It's rather short, but it's very, very important for people to understand where this kind of stuff comes from. It says, you've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. And, you know, talking about that this is fear-based, that this hatred and all the bigotry that we experience is very likely fear-based. I mean, if you drill it down, I think you'll find that. And that kids are not born hateful. They are taught who to be afraid of, who to stigmatize, who to marginalize. And we are trying to reverse this. We have projects going, both Lynn's organization and SCAR together, to try to do things like radio vignettes illustrating principles of bystander intervention. We are wanting to put posters and flyers in different public places so people know what to do when they see it. And a lot of times, you know, most people are not going to be bullies or spewing hate at other people, but when they see it, it's a very powerless feeling. You don't know what to do about it. And so we have gathered resources on what people can do as far as interventions when they see something, bearing in mind that one must always protect their own safety as well. I mean, you don't just jump into something, and all the interventions don't involve jumping in. That's one of the things of getting directly involved. So we're wanting to do community education in that way with a combination of media such as radio vignettes, and some of your stations, people call the scratched up players, are going to help mentor youth in writing these vignettes. So we were talking about video dramatic illustrations of this and discussions, audio on the radio, and live action, whether it's performances. Lynn has been trying to arrange an ability for us to find a space on the first Friday and have little performance, street performances illustrating these things, or live streaming programs on Facebook or podcasts. So we're trying a multidisciplinary, multimedia approach to get this message out.
Very good. Okay, we're going to start the music, because I do a lot of music in my shows. And I've got a happy little tune called The Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Sitting here just contemplating, I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Ain't your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Yeah, I'd like to say about that song, and not much has changed. We're still in the same situation, and we on the verge of, we could destroy ourselves at any time. So that's why it's so important that we do what the two of you are trying to do, and all of us come together to do. Go ahead.
You know, what stood out to me was that phrase, hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. We live in a time of great unrest. We have climate change issues, violence, hate, pandemic, private space travel now, trying to escape the ills of what's going on. And so it really, you know, we look at the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said social change only comes through nonviolence. Instead of destroying the system, it's like revamping the system so that instead of hate, teach love.
In this song was written in 1965, and when you hear a line that says, human respect is disintegrating, 65, and it's gotten worse, it seems.
Exactly right, Marilyn. That's what I'm noting, and it's very disheartening. So that's why we all have to, those of us who understand this, have to do what we can.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, our next song is Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Sly and the Family Stone makes you want to dance, doesn't it?
It does. 1968. I have the year for all the songs we're going to do.
Good for you. All right. Both of you can chime in as you wish.
Well, one of the things that really stood out to me, one, I love the music of the 60s. And, you know, this whole genre of the 60s, you know, people oftentimes wonder, especially younger people, I encourage them to listen to the music of the 60s because it's so apropos for today. But that era of time, it's considered one of the most tumultuous and diverse decades in world history because it was about the civil rights movement, Vietnam War, anti-war protest, political assassinations. And it sounds a lot like today. You know, all the unrest that we have, I do think we're going through another era of great unrest that creates change. One of the things that stood out, one of the lines in the song that stood out to me, we have to live together. We are the same, whatever we do. And, you know, that message, it's so powerful to have music because it gets beyond all the barriers of thought. It impacts us emotionally and psychologically. So having music like this really sends out a powerful message that not only was appropriate in the 60s, but is certainly relevant to today. That I think that's why we see and hear a lot of the music from the 60s on television today. It's very powerful.
And the interesting thing about this song, it brings the greater concept. It's not just about race. This is about fat or skinny, if your hair is long or short, what you do for a living. It's just anybody who's different than you. everybody needs to get along and not judge just because of somebody's appearance. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, kids get bullied for anything. Your hair's parted on the wrong side.
Or you brought the wrong thing to lunch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, our next one is Get Together by the Youngbloods.
From 67, when music was good.
it had something to say. And I am very big on music with a message. I think that's why I listen to music mostly, is for a message.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us, yeah, turns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Try to love one another right now. Right now.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Do we have to mess it up during that moment? You know, no, we don't.
We don't have to poop on the grass, do we?
No, we don't.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. You have another song coming up near the end of this hour that is really focusing in on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love that message. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Great song, great message.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. And we have Marilyn Troggett, and we have Reverend Lynn Fritz, a marriage and family therapist, in studio. And we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And there's yet another way to help. You can donate a car, a truck, a boat, RV, motorcycle to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. And we thank you. We're going to resume our show with Paul McCartney's Ebony and Ivory. But before that, Reverend Lynn, would you share with us Martin Luther King's six principles of nonviolence?
Certainly. They're remarkable principles. You know, Dr. King was the one who really is well known today, even these many years later, for his work on social change through nonviolence. Principle one, nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. It is active, nonviolent resistance to evil. It is aggressive spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Principle two, nonviolence seeks, I love this, nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. The result of nonviolence is redemption and reconciliation. The purpose of nonviolence is the creation of the beloved community. Principle three, nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice, not people. Nonviolence recognizes that evildoers are also victims and are not evil people. The nonviolent resistor seeks to defeat evil, not people. Principle four, nonviolence holds that suffering can educate and transform. Nonviolence accepts suffering without retaliation. Unearned suffering is redemptive and has tremendous educational and transforming possibilities. Possibilities. Principle five, nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. Nonviolence resists violence. Nonviolence resists violence. Pay special attention here, of the spirit as well as the body. Nonviolent love is spontaneous, unmotivated, unselfish, and creative. Principle six, nonviolence believes that the universe is on the side of justice. The nonviolent resistor has deep faith that justice will eventually win. Nonviolence believes that God is a God of justice. Powerful concepts, so applicable now and into future generations, but especially now when we're so troubled as a nation.
And Dr. King said the arc of justice bends towards the universe bends towards justice.
Absolutely.
Basically. That's basically what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to work for. Marilyn, anything to add?
No. To add to Martin Luther King, no. I let him speak for himself. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. All right. We're going to play Ebony and Ivory. Paul McCartney and who else was involved?
Featuring Stevie Wonder.
There we go.
Ebony
my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? We all know that people are the same wherever you go. There is good and bad in everyone. And we learn to live, we learn to give each other what we need to survive. Together alive, ebony and ivory, live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we?
Anything to add? What's been sung there?
I guess what came up for me, that ebony and ivory, black and white, big contrast between the two, and yet this song says, live together in perfect harmony, side by side, and then asks that big question for each of us, why don't we? And I think it's something we need to ask ourselves. Reminds me of Dr. King. Martin Luther King Jr., he said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. The whole purpose of the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Interfaith, this program, inclusive and non-dogmatic, the Eclectic Hour, it's pointing to a call for each of us to be active in demonstrating that love, that compassion, that understanding of each other. We need to grow way far beyond tolerance and listen to each other, get to know each other, be in relationship, respect for each other.
And so my commentary is musical. I think I'm a frustrated DJ. Ebony and Ivory was written in 1982, and that was during the apartheid era in South Africa, which kept going until Nelson Mandela got out of prison in 94. So this was written by Paul McCartney, even though it was a duet with Stevie Wonder, But both of them were activists and may still be activists. But during the apartheid era, the South African Broadcasting Company banned all of Stevie Wonder's music after he dedicated his 1984 Academy Award for Best Original Song to Nelson Mandela. And so it wasn't over this song. It was all of his stuff. And the song that he won for was called I Just Called to Say I Love You from the movie The Woman in Red. It had nothing to do with social justice. But because of his dedication to of the song to Nelson Mandela, all of his music was banned. And South African government also had banned the Beatles and Pink Floyd and a couple of other bands. So they just didn't want anything questioning their unfortunate choices of social contract.
Yep. All right. Next we have Peter, Paul, and Mary with All Mixed Up.
1964. Okay. You know this language that we speak is part German, Latin, and part Greek, Celtic and Arabic, all in a heap, well amended by the people in the street. The Choctaw gave us the word okay, vamos is a word from Mexico way, and all of this is a hint, I suspect, of what comes next. I think that this whole world soon come to my whole wide world, soon come to my soon, mama, my soon, mama, soon, mama, my soon, mama, soon, mama, my soon, mama, soon, gonna be getting mixed up. I like Polish sausage, I like Spanish rice, is also nice. Corn and beans from the Indians here, washed down by German beer. A Marco Polo traveled by camel and pony, he brought to Italy the first macaroni. And you and I, as well as we're able, we put it all on the table. I think that this whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be soon, mama, my from Africa. No race of man is completely pure, nor is anyone's mind, and that's for sure. The winds mix the dust of every land, and so will woman and man. I think that this whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be getting mixed up. I say that soon mama, my whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world.
Of opinion that makes force racist.
Just remember the rule of our fools, brother.
What's right for one could be wrong for the other.
Take a different from La Belle France, leave a difference. I think that this whole world
hey,
soon, mama, my whole world, soon, mama, my whole world, soon, mama, my whole world, soon, gonna be getting mixed up. I say the soon, mama, my whole world, soon.
Yeah. Okay, what do you have to say?
I liked the part in there where they're talking, you know, that's talking about everything mixed up. I even love their appeal to foods. Polish sausage, German beer, corn from our native people. You know, it's so true. You know, most people love diversity of food and sampling different things. What if we just thought of each other as delicious? Don't eat each other, but that diversity, you know, developing the consciousness palate, you might say, you know, as we talk about food for our you know, stimulating the palate. What if we can imagine that that diversity is rich and flavorful and gives to life instead of taking from life? Instead of fearing it, we can learn to understand and love it.
Yes.
Three things that tend to bring people together: food, music, and sports.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're doing the music aspect. Okay. And now we're going to come to a song that is very impactful for me as far as I'm concerned. It's by John McCutcheon, and it describes his own father living in Charlottesville, Virginia. And he'd fought those personality-driven cult dictatorships of Hitler and Mussolini in World War II. And sitting on his own front porch, only to see the same thing come by in the United States with some of Trump's very fine people marching in front of his home with their Nazi, Confederate, and Trump flags in tow. Now, John wrote about this in a song called The Machine, and I put in parentheses, The Machine Against Hate.
2018.
Mm-hmm. And I got the first copy before it had been issued to the general public, which was great, you know. And, so, yeah, I've loved this song and really appreciated it.
He sat there on his front porch, beneath the clear blue sky, in his 92nd year, as the crowd went roaring by. The signs, the chants, the shouts, the rants, the flag he knew too well. He slowly shook his head and said, God damn them all to hell. I was on the beach that morning, half my company died. The history books now say it was the day that turned the tide. Back home our families all pitched in, save tires and tinfoil too. We realized that evil had a name that we all knew. Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. Now 70 years later, here they are again. None of them was even born, but I was present when we liberated Birkenau. I still see every face. I didn't fight the Nazis to allow them in this place. This Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. No, I don't believe that wars start with a bullet or the bomb. It begins in homes and hearts with the innocent and young. No one is born to hatred, they must be fed the lie. We're left with the carnage and these bastards marching by. I no longer wield the weapons that I did in my youth. What I have to offer now is memory and truth. No one can sit idly after what we've seen today. Either stand up and be counted or get the hell out of the way. Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists,
we must be the machine. That's Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine.
That says it all.
It certainly does. You know, during World War II, 11 million people died. 6 million of those were Jews, Gypsies, Jehovah's Witnesses, those people that stood up against and spoke a voice against Nazism. Hitler was a madman. Nazism was about hate.
And it was a personality of cult of personality, yes, with Hitler and Mussolini too.
So it's disturbing to see such hate promoted in the United States. And for me personally, building that understanding about diversity and promoting advocacy for love, for building understanding, to allow those hatreds, those hate groups to dissipate, to find love, solution, resolution, healing. That's the purpose.
Okay.
John McCutcheon's an incredible storyteller. I mean, there really is not commentary necessary. He, like you said, he says it all.
He does.
Not just in this song, but the way he writes about everything, he's quite remarkable. But it's... there was a T-shirt. I'm not going to quote it because it would not be allowed on FCC regulations, but I protested this blankety blank 50 years ago.
Yes.
Why am I still doing this again?
Yeah. Well, we're kind of running up against the clock, but we'll try to get as many songs as we can get in here. And let's see. I was going to do Summer of Love, but I'm not sure we have time for it. It's a wonderful song because it talks about how the Summer of Love, we thought, you know, yeah, we're going to make it, and it didn't work out that way. Now it's the winter of our discontent, and it's a great song, but I don't know that we'll have time. We're going to go on to Religious Freedom by Roy Zimmerman in just a moment.
Back when the pilgrims landed on these rocks, they thanked the Lord and they rang out their socks. They were escaping those religious tyrannies, so they said, "Chiefs, let us worship as we please." They knew the strictures of their scriptures would never fail them, so they started lighting fires on the pyres in Salem. Freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness, religious freedom to scratch where it itches, religious freedom to burn our own witches. Y'all know the story of first Thanksgiving, historical origins of Martha Stewart living. They feasted with the Wampanoag on that shore, and then wiped out the Pequot in the Pequot War. They knew God sent them to this Eden among the heathen to say, "Convert to our dear Lord or you won't be breathing." Freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness, religious freedom to scratch where it itches, religious freedom to burn our own witches. Then all the colonies said, "What the hell?
What the hell?
We don't need a king, let's ring the Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell.
All men are equal, no one's lesser or greater.
Lesser,
and we're endowed with certain rights by our Creator." And that was sweet, but what made liberty even sweeter was they could still own slaves according to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, 2 Kings, and 1 Peter.
people formed a nation, and the Bill of Rights ensures I'm free to practice my religion, and you're free to practice mine. Ain't that divine? Slavery opened up a national wound. Much blood was spilled before the Union reuned. They saved the nation in that civil war our fathers brought fourscore and 7 years before. And some were certain they could hear the Almighty saying, don't mix the races, segregate and start KKKing. Freedom, freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness. Freedom to persecute in a biblical pursuit. Religious freedom to burn. But separate is not equal, the Supreme Court found. And they struck all the segregation laws down. They found that marriage is a basic civil right. The law can't break into your bedroom late at night. Still some say we will not heed unelected judges. We know we're righteous and our bigotry never budges. Freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness. Religious freedom to scratch where it itches. Religious freedom to burn our own witches. Our religious freedom to scratch where it itches. Religious freedom to burn, 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 burn our own witches.
Yahoo!
Wow, that's an incredible song. I could not believe those statements, the freedom to oppress in the name of righteousness, freedom to burn our own witches.
I'm free to practice my religion, and you're free to practice mine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is a mouthful. I find it fascinating because if we look at the principles upon which the United States was founded, it had the premise of it that all people are created equal, and that they had fundamental rights to liberty, free speech, freedom of religion, due process of law, and freedom of assembly. So somehow we get off track.
Well, we never really were on track, but the words and sentiments of these were right on. They were
absolutely,
and that's why we have to work toward that that goal, because we had good goals
yet to be realized.
Yes, exactly right. Well, we're going to try to fit in another song, and it's called "You Might Be Wrong," and it's by
Paul Thorne.
Paul Thorne.
Okay, so there's a backstory on this. Paul Thorne is the son of a Baptist preacher, and the way he tells it in concert, because I've seen him a couple of times in concert, is that he had sex with his girlfriend when he was 17, and his father, the preacher, kicked him out of church for doing something that was considered a sin. So he got inspired, and Paul Thorne is kind of like John McCutcheon. He's a storyteller. His songs are stories, very descriptive stories. And he has a heavy Mississippi accent, just the Mississippi Delta blues type singer. So this song, Craig wanted me to read this because maybe you can't understand his accent. I'm not sure that's the case. But anyway, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, and Jews all got their own version of the truth. There's a line in the sand and a war going on. They forgot to remember. They might be wrong. Carry your faith wherever you go. Mix it with love and let it show. But keep your mind open as you move along and always remember you might be wrong. Why do we argue? Why do we fight? Everybody thinks God's on their side. Count to 10 before you throw a stone, because whatever you believe, you might be wrong. Don't cut me off. Don't say we're through just because I don't agree with you. You see, flowers grow where seeds of love are sown. You could be right. You could be wrong. What's on the other side of life? I won't know until the day I die. If you feel insecure, you're not alone. Everybody should know you might be wrong.
That's right.
Back to the chorus again.
That's the point. Yeah. Be open, because you might very well be wrong, and you don't know all the answers. Okay, So we're going to hear it. Try to fit in a couple of songs, at least one more anyway. And this next one is from way up here, and it is by Jagger and Reed that I had arranged for them to come here to the Bohemian Art Loft just before COVID hit, and then COVID hit, and then they closed the Art Loft down for good. And I'm hoping still, I'm trying to work to get them here. Bob Reed's mother is the oldest park ranger in the United States. She's a black lady, and she is 92 or 93 years old, and she's guiding people around the monuments in Washington, D.C. His family had Malvina Reynolds, they had Pete Seeger, they had all kinds of people in their home. And when they were living in Berkeley, they were, you know, they tried to bomb them out. They used flaming crosses and such as that, but they stuck it out. And so Bob Reed's a special case, and this, I really love their stuff. From way up here.
From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball of rock and sea and sand. No bigger than my hand. From way up here, the earth looks very small. They shouldn't fight at all down there upon that little sphere. Their time is short, a life is just a day. You'd think they'd find a way. You'd think they'd get along and fill their sunlit days with song. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and clear. Their time is short, a life is just a day. Must be a better way to use the time that runs among the distant suns. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and dear. From way up here.
We've run out of time, but I want to thank both of you for being here and sharing this musical experience and all of that. Want to let you know that if you have any questions or comments about today's music or musicians, you can reach me by going to craig.boyer@yahoo.com. And don't forget the dot between my first and last name. We want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows out over the air. And please tune in next week for another edition of The Eclectic Hour.